Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The DH, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Picciolo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Don Sutton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The left fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck takes first base on ball four. Hatcher moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Gaetti scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Hatcher moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to third. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kingman moves to second. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Brunansky moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gaetti hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. Smalley goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Griffin scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-2 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Salas moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. Salas moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salas scores. It's 8-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heath for a passed ball. Hatcher moves to third. Harbeck moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Kaiser now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kingman strikes out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-3 in the game. Teufel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gagne moves to third. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Salas hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Davis reaches second base with a double. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Twins. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson pinch hits for Dave Collins. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Viola fires to first and picks off Henderson. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Henderson now playing left field. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hatcher moves to second. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and has Hatcher trapped. He races towards second and tags Hatcher for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Conroy now pitching. Mickey Tettleton now catching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Teufel picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Teufel. Picciolo scores. Griffin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, Twins. Ron Davis now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Gagne, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.